The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah, following upon the heels of an even more famous Mishnah, on the Nehem et al. But this is the one on the bottom of the Nehem et Beis. Ein loichin svarim, tefillin mezuzas min ha'akum, yosu ha'kedei demeyem. The Gemara is medayik, if it's kedei demeyem, then you can purchase from a non-Jew. The question is, what's the status of a Sefer Torah, she'nim tzobiyad goy? As far as reading from it, what exactly is required to do with that Sefer Torah, perhaps Geniza? So the Gemara has a principle. Amar Rav Nachman Naktinov, Sefer Torah Shek, Sobo Min Yisarif. The problem is we had to define a min. That's not the interest of my shiur right now, but that needs careful attention. What's considered to be a min? A min, we assume, wrote the Shem of the Zara. However, if it was written by a goy, then perhaps it could be put into Geniza, because it's not necessarily assume as a davar pashut that the machshava was v'avodah zarah. Nimtza b'yad min yigonis, nimtza b'yad akum, amila yigonis, amila korimbo, sefer Torah shekasu akum, tani chadi yisar, tani yidid yigonis, tani yidid korimbo. So the Gemara's miyashir this by indicating machlokas tanoim, and the Gemara indicates the question whether stam machshavas av kechavim, la'avodah kechavim or not. So when it says yigonis, there's a brisa that has a very all-inclusive, all-encompassing kind of statement. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Shekasin, Min, Umasur, Ovi Kachavim, Ve'evet, Isha, Ve'kodin, Ve'kusi, Yisrael, Mumar, Meshumad, Psulim, Shenemar, one of the most famous halachas, Ukshartam, Uksavtam, Kol Sheyeshno, B'kshira, Yeshno, B'ksiva. The two go together. Whoever is in Kshira is in considered as being Ksiva, Ve'kol Sheyeshno, B'kshira, Eino, B'ksiva. We'll just make a comment on this based on the Tesis here, a very famous Taisus says here, Mekan Ora Abinatam, Dein Isha Ogedis Lulav, a woman cannot put an egget on the Lulav. We pass the Laloch, the Gemara's Machok Stanoim, Dafir Alf in Sukkah, where Lulav Tzorach Eged, Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged, we pass the Laloch, Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged, only Mishum Zekelim Yalveyu do we require egged. So if you do it, a woman should not do it. And furthermore, she should not be involved in Asiyas HaTzitzis, Kevin Lom Yifkidah. Since she's not mitzvah, we're talking about a mitzvah seish hazman gromla. Even though Ashkenazic women will mekabel upon themselves mitzvah seish hazman gromla out today, even to make a bracha, unlike the shitas harambam and the shitas hamachaber, as I mentioned already many times, that a woman would not make a bracha on a mitzvah seish hazman gromla. Tais, however, is not happy with this. He says ve'inira. He quotes the Gemara Melachos that we'll see momentarily. Tzitzis, the Gemara says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yamato lehem yasu lehem tzitzis, b'nei Yisrael v'lo akum. Michlal d'ishuk sheira. So apparently a goy is a mufka, but a woman is still considered to be kosher. I mean, I'm in Sukkah's Ganvach sheira. It's also a famous Gemara and Avchesu Mebez in Sukkah. And the Ganvach, of course, the Nun is Noshim. If a Sukkah is built by a woman, that's also kosher. So Tzitzis says at the end, Davka, the Sefer Torah, it's filling the mezuzah, the chsiv, Ukshartam, Uksavtam, that's where you have this halacha. I'll just mention that there's a famous, I actually didn't put this on the Mar Mekomos, but the Tzavos Paneach, I heard this actually from my Rebbe, Hagoyin Danisim Albert Zatzal, many, many years ago. Tzavos Paneach has a tshuva, he was asked, the Rogatshuva, Kotten Sheminiach Tfilin, and the practice of Ashkenazim is that Tfilin is put on a month before the Bar Mitzvah. Mi'ikar Adin, actually, you can put on tefillin way before then. And there are those who do. Because the Brisa says in Sukkah, Kodne Yadir Lishmar Tefillov, once he knows how to guard the tefillin, because Shasan Aviv Lokech Lo Tefillin. So that could be way before, a month before Bar Mitzvah. But the Minhag among Ashkenazim is a month or two before the Bar Mitzvah that a Kodne puts on tefillin. Now the question is, they ask the Tzavos Paneach, will he make a bracha on it? Ad Kedekach. What's the issue? Why should he not make a bracha? He said, La locha, a cotton cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah shu also be katnuso b'toras chinam, b'toras chinuch. Elohim came, he would do it both, and that if he were a godol, he'd be yotze the mitzvah. I'll show you the Gemara Melachos in a moment. We'll get to it. That's what Texas here is hiding, just about to give us a chance. And he compares it to a famous ritva in Sukkah. This ritva in Sukkah, the one who popularized it was Hagoyin of Yaakov Kamenetz Zatzal. He walked into a home of a young child, of parents that had young children, and then he saw in the child's room the location of the mezuzah. The mezuzah was nikva in the bottom part of the doorpost, as opposed to being in the lower part of the top third of the doorpost, which is the halacha. So the Ritva there cites a very fascinating position of one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, that since the din is only mitzad chinuch, so therefore chinuch means wherever the cotton is at, let's say in terms of the height of this particular cotton, he was a child that was very young, so he put the mezuzah more or less corresponding with his ability to kiss the mezuzah or touch the mezuzah, and the Ritva rejects it summarily, categorically. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky often pointed this out. I heard this from Hagoyim Nadas Kamenetsky Zatzal in Itri in 1971-72. Then I actually looked, I learned Masech HaSukkah a number of times in my life, and that's a very famous Ritva. Anyway, the reason why I mentioned that, because the Tzav Paneach refers to that Ritva. Refers to that Ritva, Masech HaSukkah, that even for Ktanim, people speak about buying a cotton, the chinuch set. But the chinuch says not kosher la locha, and it becomes a gadol, then it's the whole thing is absolutely worthless. You require the sukkah should be a kosher sukkah kilchasa that he sits in, and the lulav should be a kosher lulav. It doesn't have to be the most mehudadik lulav, but it has to be kosher migadin. That's a maskana of Avraham Kamenetsky, and that's a maskana of the Tzav Paneach based on this ritva, the beginning of Masech HaSukkah. So that was the question he was asked. He was asked regarding a cotton who puts on his before bar mitzvah, a month or so before, a pair of tefillin, is he going to make a bracha on that? So the Gemara says here in Gittin, and that's what the Tzav Paneach refers to here, that since the cotton is not a bakshiva, he's not kosher l'ksivas tefillin. Kol sheyeshna bakshiva, yeshna b'ksiva, the two go together. Ukshartam losa yodecha, voilu tatoz benenecha, uksavtam amazuz beisecha v'shorecha. Hu adin, that a cotton therefore is not kosher to do a maisev hanochas tefillin. So he claimed that Tzav Paneach, regarding this shayla of a bracha, a cotton that's a month before bar mitzvah, making a bracha, and anachas tefillin, we dava poshet. All of us make a bracha anachas tefillin when we are mechanic children to put on tefillin. But the Tzav Paneach passed the halacha that it's totally on this issue. If the father, the gadol, is the one who's putting on tefillin al zroo the al rosho, so it comes out that the mitzvah, if the father's the one who's doing it, the mitzvah is being done in a fashion where the gadol is beyotze, and then the kohen will be able to make a bracha without any difficulty. However, if the kohen himself puts on the tefillin, so generally what happens is the father does it the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, till the cotton becomes obviously competent in his own way to go ahead and put on the tefillin. But assuming that the cotton himself puts on the tefillin, so then he's not allowed to make a bracha according to the Tzav Paneach, because in this Maisa Anocha of a cotton, a gadol will not be yotze. And the problem is, then he goes on and he asks many, many kashyos. There's a Gemara in Abedazar, Dachlam Etes, also a famous Gemara. Okay, that's the whole diyun. Who's going to make that bracha? But the Gemara of the Zohar Lama Test, the Gemara discusses there that Isha Achas, I don't have the exact Gemara in front of me, Isha Achas Shenisa Sechover. A woman who's married to a Chover. Chover means, like today, they don't give that title anymore to the Yekis. They used to give them that title. They feel that today no one is worthy of that title anymore. But there are still a few old Choverim left. But the Gemara says, so that's the title of Chaver. Someone is very medakti b'mitzis. Could be a balabas as well. Anyway, so there's a story there about a woman who was married to a Chaver, and she would actually be kosher tefillin al yadam. That's the Gemara in Abedazar, Daflam Etes. So you see from that Gemara that that even a woman who's not a bas shira, so the chatchila should be possible to write a pair of tefillin. That's what the Gemara says here. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. And then she's not allowed to write tefillin, but she'll see kosher hanachas tefillin. Why? Can they read that hanachas tefillin is, let's call it, a maisei kima mitzvah. It's not simply a hachana for the chetzah shel mitzvah. One second, so that's the question. So you don't find someone who's not a bar kshira should be puzzled not to do a maisei mitzvah. So why should a cotton meisha? Why should there be a difference between a cotton and a woman? The Gemara has over there. Okay, yes. They say that. Okay, I'm just saying that. That's what Tzav Paneach says. That he claims that that brisa that's machshir and ishal and achas tefillin, the Gemara of Nezor, Daf Lamed Tes, is going only according to one man the Omar. It's going according to the man the Omar, they're going to Tanoim, behold, that women are chayv in tefillin. There is such a position, Gemara has a menachis, that noshim chayv in tefillin. We generally assume not because mitzvah seisha is magromba. Anyway, we assume it's that Tanoim, those Tanoim hold it's not a mitzvah seisha is magromba. You could pill tefillin on Deme Yom and Balayla. Anyway, so a woman is considered to be, according to that day, according to those man the Omerim, she's called the Bas Kshira. Let me just finish the point I'm trying to make. And Mela, it's a love of Pasha, just like a woman is kosher. For Ksivas Tfilin, they're kosher on a Chosson, but we pass the Halacha not like that. We pass the Halacha It's mitzvah seish adman grama, and therefore women are potter. And matter of fact, the Ramah writes, mochin, the only mitzvah seish adman grama that a woman cannot be mekayim is dafka the mitzvah tefillin. Mochin al zeh, all the reasons that I mentioned by the Dod Achronim. But again, as I said, so a woman is potter, so just like she's pasul l'ksibasan, she's also pasul as well l'anachosan. And this is nogea to this tesis here that we just read, and I'm just going to discuss it now in the Sugi Menachos, that even, let's say, for kriyas mezuzah, can a goy be koveh the mezuzah? Can a woman be koveh the mezuzah? The way we pass in the Hekesh of the Gemara says here, ukshatim ukshatim, kol sheyesh nebiksira, yesh nebiksira. So if you hold that someone is not a bakshira, he's not a bahochi ksiva, so perhaps it's not only the ksiva, but all the tikkunim that are involved with mezuzah would also be included. That's a pisrei chum in Yerodea, it's a pass in the halacha, and even the maestri kriyas would also be included in that. And tefillin as well, therefore women, ektanim, even in hanachas habatim, alaguf, will also not be included. Okay, this is just a little milzut of dichusa before the shiur. Okay, I'm just, again, as I said, I think it's acceptable halacha, as far as I know, that a woman can be koveh mezuzah. I've seen it myself, actually, but women will koveh mezuzah, and I would say the same thing, therefore, lechura should apply to hanachas tefillin. That maybe that they were nismayed from the hanachas chetzot shel tefillin, but not actually for the Maisi Kima Mitzvah, they are included. And as far as Kriyas Mezuzah, they go, I'm going to discuss them momentarily. This is Sugya Menachos over here, these are the Mar Mekomos, and there's a Mokom of his topic. Regarding a Goy, there's a Mokom still to be Mistapik, is it kosher or not? Can he be Koveya or Mezuzah? It could be that Kriyas Mezuzah requires Lishma. So a Goy, who's not a Taras Mitzvah Mezuzah, cannot create that lishma. So that's what Tesis here quotes. Tesis Mem Heh Beis here in Gittin. That's what we started with before. If you look, it's on page number one. I put it all in the Ma'amar Kaimis. It quotes up in the Tam that a woman is pasul for the Eged, the Lulav, for the Kshira, the Tzitzis, just like she's pasul for Kshira Satfilin because she's not a Basochi of Kshira. In fact, Tesis Akasha from Sugas Ganvach, Sugas Dafchesim Beis, Ganvach Nun is Noshim. A woman can build a Sukkah. So how do you resolve this contradiction? So generally, if she's speaking, the Achronim write that Rabbi Natan meant to say, Mitzad HaSvara, that someone who's not Mechuy B'davar, so cannot go ahead and perform that Mitzvah Lishma. That's what we assume. For example, can a guy be involved in Afiyas HaMatzis? The Gemara says that Matzah also requires Lishma. Gemara M'sachim. So the Machlokes of Rishonim, what does it mean that when we speak about matzah, does we only have to be concerned it shouldn't become chametz, or is it a din of a positive kind of din that afiyas matzah requires the shema? So the Ritva writes him sochim, he writes very clear in Daf Mem, I believe it is, in that sugya, that a goy is pasul. A goy is pasul for afiyas matzahs. He can't bake matzah because someone who's not b'taras that halacha, so adai to the nafshe, he operates, and therefore that's what Tosfos is here. What?
He's geruah from a machine.
Okay. You say that. That's right, he's Geruah from the machine. I mean, that's the Achronim, or they have a field day 150 years ago when they started with machines for baking matzah, where the machine could create the Shema. The argument is that the Chitzat HaKaftor, that already I'm the one who Zochets in the Kaftor, I'm able to activate the machine, that itself creates apparently a Din of Mishma. But again, it's all based on that it could be that there may be two separate Chisonos. One Chisonos, Ene B'Toras, like the Gemara says that a duai is not b'taras getting mikdushin, or an ebed is not b'taras getting mikdushin. That's one chesaron. Seven chesaron lishma. These are really two separate issues. They're not. I don't think there should be what.
Shalom and agav should cover.
Okay, perhaps maybe we'll cover one of them. May not cover the other. Okay, I'm just all this is simply pointing out that in general by the sukkah there's machlok b'sham b'zilah whether you require asir lishma or not. That's the very beginning of the mesechta. So it could be we pass the halacha that sukkah does not require asir lishma. Memele, that, you know, I'm not going to pasul a woman who builds a sukkah. So again, the hekesh that the Gemara says over here, of ukshatim and ksaftim, is that the way Tosfos presents it, that a woman is pasul even for ksivas ha-mezuzah, even though she's mechuyev in mezuzah. There's no question, women live in homes, and those homes are chayev in mezuzah, and therefore they're also chayev in mezuzah. Regarding ksivas tefillin, so a woman is pasul because kol mishena b'taras, in the yochel asa asiyah l'shma. And she's not b'taras tefillin, as I mentioned a moment ago, and therefore, you would not be able to do it lishma. The Hekesh only comes to tell you that even Ksivas HaMezuzah has the same status as Ksivas HaTfilin. Whoever's not B'Torah's Tfilin, even though they're B'Torah's Mezuzah, cannot do the Mezuzah lishma. So it would seem that according to Rabbi Natan over here, who passels a woman for Kshiras HaTzitzis, Hu adin nami should be possible for tviyas hachutim. Even the weaving of the chutim, that we're going to discuss also, because we need tviyah lishma, that the Gemara says in Melachis. And therefore, memela, a woman is possible, and whoever's not b'toras cannot create lishma. All right, all this is simply by way of entering the discussion. That's what I want to now talk about. So, if you look in the on item, we'll start with even this.
Could be
it's a different concern. It's not so clear what exactly the difference is, but it seems maybe a different concern. On page number 2, there's a famous Gemara that Tosfos here cites.
By Sefer Torah is the same thing, or just
what?
Just tell the mezuzah. Sefer Torah, there's no issue.
Yeah, I mean the chura. What's the again? The old issue there is doing yelishma. And a woman can certainly.
There's certain aspects she has to read the Torah.
Yes, a Torah, a woman can read. It's a Gemara. Gemara Megillah. Although we shouldn't cover that tzibur, we don't give women aliyahs, whatever that means. I'm not here to discuss that problem.
So but anyway,
what?
Therefore, she can also write one.
Okay, say that. So on page number 2, the Gemara Melachas Daf Mem Beis, I'll read this Gemara. I'll tell you the truth, I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck on it for the whole Shia. The Gemara says here, Om Rabbi Yudah Marav, Minayim Letitzis Ba'obik Chavim Shri Yipsula, Shenema Dabel B'nai Yisrael, V'yosu Lehem Titzis. The pasuk says, "Davel ben Yisrael v'yamar to alehem." Yosu lehem titzis. The Gemara generally does not always feel constrained to cite the entire pasuk. This is throughout Shas, and the reason is because the Gemara is citing the pasuk not qua pasuk. The principle of kol pasuk l'paskei mesha anan l'paskinon is only when the pasuk is being cited qua pasuk. But if the pasuk is being cited for exegesis purposes, for drasha purposes, for shevach l'odah purposes, like v'zol satorah asher sal Moshe l'vnei ben Yisrael. So that's, you're clipping a pasuk, that's against this halacha called pasuk paskei mesha. So the achrayim say that's not a problem because you're saying it b'tor shevach v'odah. You're not saying it as a pasuk. The iser of called pasuk paskei mesha or the other gemara called pasuk paskei mesha and paskinen is only if it's being said b'tor as pasha b'tor as pasuk. So here also similar, the gemara does not feel constrained always to cite the entire pasuk in its verbatim fashion, namely word for word. But here the gemara quotes. So the Gemara right away, Esther Kasha, the Gemara says, Lohamai Rumya. I'm not here to discuss now this specific Gemara. I'm interested in the other aspects. But the Gemara here is almost asking a kind of stira. But the Gemara is miyashiv it by saying, Amar Rav Yisik, Sav Rav Chizda. Here's what I'm interested in this line. Maybe you could explain this to me. Kol mitzvah shekshere ba'akum b'Yisrael in tzarech l'orech. If a guy is kosher to do a mitzvah, then when a Jew does the mitzvah, he won't be able to make a brach on it. Kol mitzvah shepsula ba'akum, but if a guy is possible to do a mitzvah, then b'Yisrael in tzarech l'orech. Wow, what a statement. It's almost incomprehensible. Ma akeshe. What's the connection? To say that I could.
It's for all of mankind.
Say the Gemara. So that is what one would say. Asher kiddushanu, and therefore they are apostle. That element is not there. Fine. Ask the Gemara. Uklalahu bari mila. Diksher ba'akum. A goy can do a bris mila. This is the subject again of all the achrenim. I'm not into achrenim. It's not my cup of tea. In terms of the doctors in hospitals who do brisin left and right and what have you, for all kinds of reasons, it depends on every 2 years there's another theory that's at work, you know, whether it prevents a cancer of this, a cancer of that, or it doesn't do anything. That's a famous, a lot of mechkarim on that. So the Gemara says, Milo de Cher Ba'akum, Netanya, Yershem Barofi Yisrael, Yesh Barofi Armoy. Rofi Armoy is clearly a goy. Barofi Kusi, Yimol Armoy, Val Yimol Kusi. Rather, the Armoi, Rashi says over here, why should the Kusi not do the Mila? Mishamal Hashem Hagrizim. That's the Gemara in Abed Zorah. And that's the reason why Taisis and Psochem and Daf Zayinim and Aleph. Taisis and Psochem, Daf Zayinim and Aleph, mentioned by Bris Mila. He discusses it. There's a Shaila, whether the two brachas are both Bichas HaMitzah, the Rashi and Mishan sold the even bracha number one It's obvious a Bechas HaMitzvah, but bracha number two, namely, Lachnisa B'Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, that seemingly is not a Bechas HaMitzvah, and the Chalal Tosfos really asks in Shabbos, that where do you have two Bechas HaMitzvahs on one Ma'aseh HaMitzvah? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Well, Soloveitchik in his, how shall I put it, Dashonet Majesty, so he was accustomed to say, Tzvei Dinim, there are two aspects of Bris Milah. One is the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, and one is a Chaloy Shem. A Chaloy Shem Ben Bris. It's very beautiful, Rabbi Asger. I'm not here to question his judgment, but the Ma'aseh, Ein Chadush Golem is there. Whatever the case is, it's very nice Drush, though. I'm not Emeshim and Allah Drush. Anyway, that's how we answered that Kashi of Tzitzit Rid, why there are two brachas, according to Rashba Mishans, and Dazayin the Melal, Tzitzit quotes it, on the Bris HaMilah. And he brought a Shtikl Raya, which is not bad, namely from the Rif and the Rambam, that their Loshin is unlike our Loshin. We say when that brach is made, Shem Shenichas HaBris, Ken Yikonis, the Torah Chub, Masim Tovim. Says in Rambam and Rif, Kishem Sheichnasta HaBris, Kach Tachnisei, the Torah Chub, the Masim Tovim. That's what Sfaradim say, that's their practice. And the Rav said, you see here, it's Tzvei Dinim. He brought this, he said, so many times, for example, and the whole, I'm not getting into this, it's just not nogea to me. The issue of the Tfilin Sheyad, Tfilin Sheroish, Mahogaz HaBinatam, and other Rishonim, Machlokas Ram Rabbi the Tam. How many brachas do you make when you put on tefillin? Sfaradim, as we know, make one bracha, and Ashkenazim do what for the last 50 years I've been trying to figure out what in heaven's name we're doing. Namely, that we make actually two brachas with Baruch Shem. So, Manushav, others say, yeah, a bracha, not a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik said, Shir after Shir after Shir after Shir, Maskana came to Maskana, Tvei Dinim. They're also here, also Tvei Dinim. There's one halacha, a Maisa Anocha, that applies to both tefillin Sheyad, tefillin Sharosh. And a second halacha of Eite Yisrael B'Sifara, you become someone who's crowned with a diadem of glory around you. And that diadem of glory refers to Dafka the Tfilin Shel Rosh, and Mevele, it's a Chaloy Shem, as opposed to being a Maiseh HaMitzvah. Okay, it's, again, the problem is being I'm getting older, having more difficulty with all these svaras that to me border on a lot of Rosh, which again, I'm not against Rosh, I do it all the time, but I'm just saying that the answer to these shalos al pi halacha is not so poshe. And he brought a raya, he brought a lot of rayas. But one of his famous rayas is Rambam, Hilchos Taniyos, the Rambam. And I saw this at Tisha B'Av here at Yisrael a few times. There are Sfaradim who don't put on Tzvilin Shel Rosh even after Chatzis, even after Kinnis are over, because Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael, Ote Yisrael B'Tifara, that's what the Rosh writes, and then Mishenim write in first Tzvilin Shel Rosh, Gemara Menachas, Gemara Brachas, Ro'o Kolam Eretz, Kishem Hashem Diko Alecha, Yoram Mimekah, Eilu Tzvilin Shel Rosh. And maybe they don't put on Tzvilin Shel Rosh on Tishah B'Av, B'chlal, B'chlal, B'chlal. And that's that element, Hishlich M'Shamayim Meretz, that element, the Chaloy Shem, is not there. I saw one of his, it's published all over the place. Many, many lengthy shur. Okay, but back over here, the Gemara Sekashia from Bris Milah. You have a Rofei Kusi, Rofei Armoi. Yimel Armoi, Val Yimel Kusi, Dibre Amer, Abiyud Omer, Kusi, Vel Armoi. And this is what the Rashi quotes here, because we're worried that he'll do it, the Kusi, the Shem HaGrizen. By the way, that's the reason why after Bris Milah, we say Aleinu. Why do we say Aleinu after Bris Milah? After Kiddush Tavana, we say Aleinu. We want to establish and be Koveya that we're not.
Like that.
That's right. We're not into Hagrizim. That's not our interest. It's the Shem Shamayim, and that's the reason by Dafka, by Bris Milah. That's what Tais writes in Tzachim Tav Zayin. And also by Kiddush Tavana, the same Yisod, the same idea that we're doing the Shem Shamayim. We're not doing it, so we say the Shem, some sort of talisman or something along those lines. The Kitzur, the Gemara says here, that's a Kasha. So the Yomar Mar, Amol Omer, Asher Kishon, says Yitzhivan Alamila. Gemara said, no, Midu, Hutaymer, Lerav, Umis, Apostle, Deid, Maminai, Lamila, Bakam, Shepsula, Dorba, Papa, Shredder, Papa, Yatras, Brisi, Sishmor, Arhimo, Yimo, the Gemara says. Okay, and the Gemara goes on and on. So what exactly is the Gemara saying with this Gemara? Okay, so Dr. Mazankis just said, Asher Kishonu, Mitzvah, Yitzhivan. The question is that is there a din of asiya? So then you make a bracha. If it's kosher b'nachri, so it's kosher even if it's done where there's no asiya. So even if a Jew does it, it would not be called a chetzah shel mitzvah. Somehow you have to assume that the whole, as the Gemara says over here, that you wouldn't have actually in this situation, you would not have a bracha. Okay, I'm not sure I understand it because by Mila, besides the, one second, by Mila, just use that example the Gemara uses. Besides the heksher, the tikkun of the arla satinuk, there's also a maisir chaticha. The matzah of the bracha is being made on, al hamila, that's a separate mitzvah. Nochmi hamol, according to the Tanoim who say that the mila is kosher, that means there was a tikkun of the arla. But now the question is, did the akum, is his chituch considered to be a maiseh chituch al pi halacha? Because there's obviously the moel is making a bracha, perhaps on the kima mitzvah. Okay, I'm just shall we say, having a field day with this whole gemara.
Why don't you just say the
The Seder. Okay.
It's no longer an Aurel. That doesn't mean that he had the Hafkah
of Yeah, I mean the Hafkah of the Shem Aurel. Okay, the Seder. And the Chanami, one could say that. Taisis here, I'm in Beis, on page 2. You see, Al Yimo Kusi, I did underline the whole Taisis. I wanted to avoid it. But Taisis Akasha, what do I need this whole drusha that Chazal haven't gotten? And here in Beis, Kol She Yeshna Bixir, Yeshna Bixiva, Anochi Adaita Nafshi Kabin. In general, that's a rule of thumb. In Kol HaTorah Kula. Anochi, when he operates, he does it on his own, basically, on his own terms. And therefore, automatically, it's Ksiva Shalom Lishma, it's automatically puzzle. And he quotes the Gemara in Hanizokin, you don't say Stam Lishman Koi when it comes to Shemos of Hashem. So Tesis has several Tirusim here. Either that this Hekesh of Kol Sheyeshna Bikshir, Yeshna Bikshir is only relevant to Abodim or to Noshim. That's the relevance of it, but it's not does not include Akum. The second Torah says it quotes over here that even by Ksiva Sevitari you say Stamul Shimon Koi, and even though the Gemara says in Hanizoki, and I quoted it later on actually, that the Gemara said that Sevitari Shekasafti, the Gemara in Dafnun Dalam Abeis, it's actually found over here, the very famous Gemara on page number. Look at this Gemara here. It's a cute little Gemara. It's often quoted. I underlined it. You see the page 13? Ha'ud also the Kamei, the Ravami, Amalei Sevetor, Shekasati Leponi, Askara Shalom, Lo Kasatim Lishma. Rishemus Hashem, we're not reading the Shema. That's what he testifies. Amalei Sevetor, Biad Mi, Amalei Biad Okech. Amalei Nemanato Lahasit Tzcharcha, Biato Neman Lahasit Sevetor. Wow. Your schar you lost, but the Sefer Torah, that you have no ability to go and somehow delegitimize the Sefer Torah. I'm going to abim ya, neidef, said schar askaros, schar the Sefer Torah, kulim yesed, at geshiva nagan se Sefer Torah for goodness sakes. So now he's going to completely lose the entire schar for the Sefer Torah that he wrote. I'm going to aim, so he said to him that, he said, Sefer Torah, shein askaros, shol ksuba the shemon, en a shobe klum. Has no value? The Shemus of Hashem were not written properly in the Shema. He asked the Gemara Kasha, would never allow you Kumas or the Kache? Why didn't you just go over with the Kumas and now write the Shema? Command name of Rabbi Yehuda Tisnan. This is the famous Gemara. It also, I cited it here as well earlier. The Gemara Daf Chof in Gittin. The Gemara says that Harisha Yitzhak Lichtov as Hashem and Iskavin Lichtov Yehuda, Vitov Elohitov El Dalis. He made a mistake because he was going to write the Shem Hashem. He was going to write rather. He had to write the Shem Hashem, but instead he wrote the letter Yehuda. That's what he had in mind. But he made a mistake. If he got the dollar, it's automatically had the Shem Hashem. Now, well, how do you, can you fix that? Mabir olam kul musim mekatcho, that's one opinion of Yehuda. Chacham sayin Hashem en amufa. The Gemara wants to be mechad, the Gemara says, I feel the term of Yehuda, I'd come to come of Yehuda, elabachal da askara. Havel dekulis yehav etor lo mishum, demechzi kim en numar. And then the Gemara on the bottom three lines, he discusses another issue I wanted to talk about, and I'll get to it. Taisus also discussed it. The second, the third Taisus here, that apparently was not Ibud was not done Lishma. What? Okay, that's B'diavet, not the Chatchila. No Shavu Klum. Mitzad, he said Mitzad Kedusha Sefer Torah. That's what Sefer Halacha. The fact that the Rashba and other Rishonim say to read from a Chumash has nothing to do with this Kedusha of Sefer Torah. Okay, say the better. As far as the Kedusha of Sefer Torah, it has no Kedusha. Getting paid is Sefer Halacha. Bigdusha, yeah, that's how I understand it. I'm saying that, but ain't a shabbat klum bigdushasa. But anyway, going back to that tesis on that membeis and menachas, so the tesis is the kasha. So one of the truths that he gives is that he says that even though the Gemara says here that that which I wrote, I didn't write the askaras lishman, but stomach zavam, but there's some other kavana apparently. Okay, and then or you have to be mechala between the askaros and the rest of ksiva sefer Torah. Askaros, obviously, that's a separate. There, I know a number of sofrim that they go to the mikvah. Some of them have a mikvah in their own home. That before every day on a daily basis they go to a mikvah because they're gonna, the day they know they're going to write Shemus of Hashem, they're tevel in the mikvah. So there's a chilah between askaras and shark shivas sefer. It means by stam we say stam lishma, by shiras kochim, by mila, whatever requires a shmuk. So I forget. Dafka over here tells you the same. By shivas Hashem, we see you need a kavanah mefureshes. Dafka, when you write your Shemus Hashem, has to be very specifically in mind. It's not a din lishma, it's a new halacha. It's a halacha that osias Hashem require kiddush.
Megillah, because Esther is no Shem Hashem.
That's right. correct. I mean, the Ibn Ezra, the Hakdama to Megillas Esther, is the one who notes that. Others as well. I mean, again, there's but it could be, as I said, that there's distinction between Osias Hashem that required Kiddush. You have to sanctify the Osias of the Shem Hashem. So that's why that's the Gemara in Gittin, Nundal of Abayz, we got in the Askaras, they were written, Shalal Shimon. But there's no halacha that applies, let's say, elsewhere. The distinction between Amir Lishma, I mean, Ksiv Astam requires Amir Lishma, but Osias Hashem is not sufficient Lishma. There you require an act of Kiddush. You have to sanctify the Osias, we have the Askaras of the Shem Hashem. Okay, all this is simply going back to this, and so now I just want to continue on these on the Maran Mekomas. There's a Rambam, since we're already mentioning this, there's a Rambam in page number 3, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. May I read both halachas? The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis regarding the issue of Lishma. So first in Yud Aleph he says, Chuti Tzitzis Ben Lava Ben Tcheles Tzvichin Tzviya L'Shem Tzitzis. Even the Tzviya, how do you translate Tzviya? The weaving has to be L'Shem Tzitzis. Ve'in Oysin Oysam Lo'im Minatzemeh HaNechaz B'Kotzim. We'll see that Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara Menachis. Kishatzon Robtim Ben'em B'lom An Animin Hanitloshim Ben Abayim B'lom Mishurei Shesi Sh'orig Mishayer B'sof HaBegin Ela Min Gizah Shal Tzemer O'min HaPishton. Then Halacha Yud Beis, here the Rambam says, Tzitzis Sh'asal Son Kusi Posel Shenem Adabel B'nei Yisrael B'osel Lem Tzitzis Abel Mosel Yisrael B'lo Kavono K'sheira. The tzitzit shenasim in ha'osim mikodem posel. Now the Rambam paskins that the only thing that requires the shema is tviyas ha'chutim, the weaving of the chutim. According to the Rambam, requires the shema.
Spinning.
What?
Spinning,
right? Like the vanoshim tovu sa'izim, the pasuk in chumash. So the spinning requires the shema. Taisis and Rashi acholik on this. They hold no that you need even the tliyas ha'chutim has to be the shema. Even when you go ahead and attach the chutim to the beggar, that also has to be the shema. I think the Keser Mishnah here, I saw, he cites as a mocker for the Rambam Shita, Rav holds according to one lashon, tzitzis binochri ksheira. That one man Yoma said that tzitzis binochri is kosher, and even in the Keser Mishnah, even according to man Yoma says, it's possible, you only possible mikok zeh sakosef, not because you require asiyah lishma, mashma ain't tzorch lishma. That's what the Keser Mishnah explains. The Rambam, there's no need lishma. There's a famous Ramban and Balamor and the Sugi and Sukkah. Look on page number 4. The Gemara has in Daftes this discussion. And on this, there's a very famous Balamor and Ramban and Ravid and Masechah Sukkah Daftes on this Sugya regarding this matter. I mean, I'll just read the Gemara. The Gemara says here, I underlined it. Amram Yudah Marav, Asua min Akotzin, min Animin, min Agardim, Sula. Rashi explains that all these items, we're talking about the tzitzis, are made, Rashi says, min hagardim. Rashi explains, shetolim b'sof ha'talis, mutar, Rashi, mosar ha'ariga, sorry, v'godol shom ha'tzitzim min eu bay. It's like from the shirayim of the ariga, min ha'kotzim chudushe, nitku b'shesi, v'koshim ha'sam, v'kluyim v'ashem, v'vegu l'ach sh'nerag, karilu kotzim, v'ashem sh'boltim kotzim, nimin, talushe tafrua, Oshaasuba, Aimra, Bimachad, Rashi Khuti Atriya Tulimba, Mayam Godwa Tzitzis. Psula, whole Tulimba on him, says Rashi, Kol Eile, Bebege, Bilo Nitlu Ba Lashem Tzitzis, Lavasi Adishmah. It was not done, Lishma. So that's the issue of Machlokes between Rashi and Tzitzis, who disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that, as I said, that Hatolas Hatzitzis, that when you attach the Tzitzis, that doesn't require Lishma, only the spinning has to be done lishma, and Rashi and Tzitzis are of the opinion that you need tliya sachutim lishma. As I said, the Keser Mishnah here quoted this Gemara, and the Ramban, which is found, okay, I'm not going to read it inside, that's going to take a lot of time, on page 5 and 6, I sort of try to draw your attention, although the print is a little slightly on the small side. Ramban in Sukkah, he brings this Araza Raya to prove that Rav doesn't hold the din of asiyah tzitzis lishma. And I mean, Tosfos says that stam lishman koyim. Somehow we assume automatically you do a lishma. Stam lishman. That the Gemara says in Zvachim and elsewhere. And so the Rambam and the Ramban don't agree with that Tosfos, because we assume that a goy is mufka from lishma. I think that by definition, a goy doesn't have the concept of lishma. Even you argued that maybe Omer al Gaba, Dr. Mazankis, let's say we're the Israel, he says, and maybe he makes a statement when the guy's doing it, Stam al-Shman Kohen. Maybe he publicizes it, he verbalizes, makes such an articulation that the Pashas, that's what it seems to be from this Ramban over here. But that you need Asiyah Lishma B'chiyav in order to be Mashir, let's say, yeah, Mashir, let's catch him, a similar kind of thing, that that we don't assume automatically, and that basically, you don't assume automatically Shema, neither by Mila, neither by Hatal Sitzis. You don't assume this kind of concept of Asiyah Lishma. There's a rabbi here. Right. But again, our piece of Vara, it's the Pashas of the Rambam and the Ramban. You'll have to read the Ramban carefully here. Mashma from the Ramban, the way I understood it, that the mice of a guy is mukaf from Mishma. And even if where you'd have Yisrael Omid al Gabav, or Yisrael instructing him, or Yisrael verbalizing Stam al Lishman Kai, we don't assume that. The Ravid over here, he says that since the Gemara has a machlokes, the Gemara compares the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Betzitzis minasisin, from this material, to the machlokes Tanakam Shemuel by Ibu Lishma Tfilin. Mashmad, you need Hatal Sitzit Lishma. Similar to Ksiv Asfilin, just that it requires Hatal Asfilin Lishma, putting it together. So too, Hatal Sitzit requires Lishma.
Yeah, because it was already made. Was it already woven?
Yeah.
I suggest maybe this, if we make this entry, Tashmisha Mitzvah and Tashmisha Kedusha, I would think that that could be the part here as well, that a Goy, Tashmisha Kedusha, forget about it, impossible. To inject, invest these.
You're saying that Tashmisha Mitzvah is different. There's a machlokes, by the way. You're assuming, of course, that Tzitzit is Tashmisha Mitzvah, which is generally the assumption of Rav HaRishonim, and we have the HaRishonim who disagree, who claim that Tzitzit is more than Tashmisha Mitzvah. I mean, yeah, the Chori, you should be right. I mean, how do you translate Tashmisha Kedusha, something that has a Shem Hashem in there? That's a simple pshat.
Askaros.
What?
Askaros,
right. That would be Tashmisha Kedusha as opposed to Tashmisha Mitzvah, where it's simply Nizrokim because there's no Shem Hashem.
Exactly.
What?
The briskas are
so machmir. Rav Soloveitchik was knowing, I saw Rav Gerlach was knowing like that also. I had a few rabbeim, the yeshiva, who were talmidim of briskov. They were machmir, number one, they never touched the atzei chayim with their hands. That's mentioned by Magen Avraham. You go zoom at tashmishik dusha. Not only that, Rav Soloveitchik would go crazy if you would put a siddur or something on top of the mantle, on top of the bima, which is that's a Gemara, Megillah. Because the mantle itself is Tashmisha Kedusha. It's Meshamish, the bima, which is essentially holding on to the Sefer Torah. So they're very machmir on these. Or maybe, so what you're saying is that there's a distinction between Tashmisha Kedusha and Tashmisha Mitzvah. I hear that. I hear such a, that would explain the chiddush between Tzitzis and everything else. Okay, but I'm just saying that, if you look at another Rambam, look at the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin. I think I xeroxed that Rambam too. Yeah, in page number 7. Now I'm going back on where the Gemara says that a menachas there. Tfilin dipsulos binochri. Why? Eino b'kshira, eino b'ksiva. So that's what we assume. Correct? So, by the way, and it means lab dafka ksiva, b'kol mashikashul asiyas atfilin. Whatever's connected to asiyas atfilin, so goy cannot be involved. Look at the Rambam, paragimel, halacha tezvov. Tezayin. I don't know what the pshat in this Rambam is completely. Ain osin hatfilin, el Yisrael, shasiyoson kichsivoson. You hear what the Rambam says here? Then they hashin shaosin ba'or kemoshe amanu. That he discussed earlier, the Rambam. Okay, we're familiar with that. We don't have to go into all the...
Dress.
What was that?
Double the machine now.
We have machine, you mean at fuss. There's a press. The press actually is not. The briskas are machmir that they don't use the press.
They have a metal
implement, which is really a yadayim shalahim. That's what they do. They have a lot of crazy chumras. Their tefillin costs $5,000. So, but I'm saying, if you look earlier in the Rambam, when the Rambam discussed the shin dalad yud. Okay, I didn't want to read that, but that's in Halacha Yud Gimel. He tells you, Machis Mitzur Shalosh in its place. Umakip Beminas Rosh Bekosher Keshem Beruva Kim Midalis. The Keshem Zeh Torah called Tam Chacham Lalamdo. It's a Gemara in Chulim. What a Tam Chacham has to know. I'm not qualified to be a Tam Chacham for any of the things. V'yeshel l'odiyah tzirasa b'ksav, ele b'riyas ha'ayin, v'chei mishal yad kosher kim min yud, and he goes on. Then in halacha yedal also, he tells you that it should be shochar, halacha mashem yisinai, fine. And then, but he points out achori ha'ritzuos, unlike what's going on today, that they have on both sides, the shachrus is on both sides. Actually, my tefillin, I recently changed my ritzuos, and the sofer suggested to me I have black on both sides, unlike the Rambam, and unlike the Goli HaRishonim, because they said it will last longer. So I'm a practical man, and spend less money, I'll do that as well. So therefore, I have now on both sides, the shachrus on both. But it's not, I never saw anyone who has it, any Dovid Yisrael, just on one side of the Rambam says, okay, now in Alokha Tezvav, he tells you again, that or shel behema, we'll get this in a moment, ochai ov ha-tahorim, it has to be ov shel behema tahora, min amuta b'ficha, the Gemara says. I feel in the balance of service shall have Nimasan or Tmeim, O Shekhipa Tvilim Bizab Sulas. So I'm gonna get to that hopefully in a little while. Var or Tsua Tark Ibudishma. Abu Baarsha Mechapimbo and Tsark Ibu Klal, I feel also Matzah Koshe. The Mekomas Habi Nogulasam Bior Matzah. Now, Halacha Tezai is what I'm interested in.
Or
Matzah means, how do they translate it in English? Flat, like it doesn't have any, you didn't do anything. In Halacha Tezai, Einosin Hatfilin, The term matzah, by the way, has several translations. What's a literal translation of matzah? Heim lo ribu matzah totsumu. Matzah means machlokes, also. Rosh machlokes. And matzah could also mean this flat, whatever item we do on Mekan Pesach. Okay, let me read Halacha Tezayin. You please tell me what Halacha Tezayin means. Ein osin atfilin el Yisrael, sha'asiyoson, kichsivoson, Neshashin Shaosim Baor Kemosha Amanu. Lefikach, Mchipan Akuti, O Tarfam Sulot. Who had in the Chalapostle, the Koswan, Shiloyasi Osan. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? He said, Neshashin Shinasim Baor.
You're not covering it, it's like fighting it?
So, first of all, does this Shin have a Kedusha of one of the Osios of the Shem Hashem? Pashu Pshat, I would say no. Till it's Nitfar Babayit, till it's actually sown into the bayit, until the or becomes an or shel tefillin. I would say, if anything, what's mekadesh daos? The tefira. Hatefirah mekadesh et daot. The sewing, the sutures, that would sanctify the os. And that's similar to ksiva. Ksiva means kiddush osios. So if that's the case, so what's the problem with the shayad? The chur and akum should be kosher, the ksiva of the shayad. If that's the pshat. The chil between Shalyad and Shabosh, one is the Shem Hashem. And the Gemara says very clearly that Eina B'Kshira, Eina B'Ksiva. I think the Gemara is talking about the entire Asiyas HaTfilin. Okay, ask the question. What's it going on? It's very unclear. I don't know. I don't have any Hechreach. I mean, also, I don't understand why the Rabbi Bechlal had to introduce this statement, Ne'ashin Sha'osin Ba'or. What in heaven's name is that statement? What's the nature of that statement? Where did he come up with such an idea? Especially,
okay, he's saying this is how we know that Asiya equals Tiva. Because there's Tiva in the Asiya by making letters in the Asiya. They were all
okay,
Asiya.
That's how we know the two are aligned. Okay, that's
but
a Kiddush.
That's like Siva. The writing the Shin and the Tefillin, that's not a right act of writing.
Yeah, I also, that's exactly my point. I don't think the Oz has any Kiddusha until after the Tefira, until after
no,
you.
It's enough to show you that Asiya.
That's what he means.
It's a simon, not a
sibah. Yeah, it's a simon, right. Okay, not a sibah. Okay, but say, I don't, again, I'm just going back to the whole issue.
Based on what the Rav said, I heard a little different from the Rav. Yes, that the two Rav's are filled.
Right. He said that also in one of the shurim I heard. What in heaven's name does that mean?
So,
Tila, I don't mean to be so disrespectful.
In other words, even though it's a Rambam counts
two separate mitzvahs. That's right. The Mishnah Menachos.
It's only one drop.
Right.
Somehow there is a fusing of these two mitzvahs into one. So here you have the Rambam Kitaloshim, Hashemah Mitzvah. So
and a guy who doesn't have I was about to say, doesn't have a head. A guy who has no shel yad, he puts on only shabosh. and a guy doesn't have a head, so he puts on the shayad.
But he doesn't have the Hashlamas HaMitzvah.
He's missing in the Hashlamas HaMitzvah.
On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam comes and says he's not
something. Right, that's correct.
Okay, well, take this. Whether it's because the Ksiva is mashed to the Asiya of the
Bible. Right, that's what he's saying. That's what he means when he says Nehashin Shaosim Baor Kamosha Amad, because of the Al Shema Asid. Al Shema Asid, that's gotta be a Kedusha Sefer Torah, and therefore even now at this point he's also not qualified. Okay? I mean I'm just going back to the whole issue here on the previous Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara discusses the issue of what Rashi says, Asom and Akotzin, Menagardim and Animin. Lately, people are showing me, there's nothing to do with this, but people are hacking me, are trying to get about all these meshy garments or tzitzis, or they have this, the tzitzis which has air conditioning, they call it, has these, what do they call them?
Breathing material.
What?
Breathing material.
And so, I mean, I showed it to a few years ago to Rabbi Levinson, and he held it, has no din beged. It's not called a beged al pi halacha.
Because?
What does that mean? Well, all synthetic begadim are not called begadim al pi halacha. But today, most of our begadim are synthetic. Maybe yours not, but okay, but you have a nice insignia. But I'm saying, but most begadim are synthetic material. Well, it's not called a beged al pi halacha. I'm not saying that because here, the Gemara, in the same Gemara, Asom and Akotim and Agadim and Animin, Rashi said you need Hatol Lishma. And that's missing in all these things. In Kotzin, in Gardim, and Nimen. Because the Tfira, that's the Chibur of Tzitzis. It's like Shira. What?
I'm not following what the issue is. The Tzitzis is through the hole in the Beged. What's the issue?
No, the issue is these materials. Kotzin, Gardim, and Nimen. Rashi said they're like Shirayim. It grows on its own. I mean, it sounds like something is missing as far as Lishma. Atola, when you do that, Atola. Hatzitzis. What?
Should be
no one says that. They say maybe it's because of Tassim Lomina Osui.
Some pre-made leftovers that previous production, and you just call it different from that.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure what this. I mean, also, I see here. Okay, I'm just not going to focus so much on this, but I wanted to discuss something else as well, which is also here in the Mar Mekomos. This halacha that we just look in Shulchan Aruch, also I quote in Shulchan Aruch here on page number 10. This is and Sif Mem Ches here Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin is just the question of a Rebach. Mem Ches talks about him Tzipa Habatim Bezohar. Not even sure what the Metzias is. You go ahead and there's an overlay of gold on the batim. Or Bor Behem Atzmeah, that we know. It has to be only Or Behem Tahura. And so Rashi explains over here, Mr. Brewer explains over here, Shatol Alem Or Behem Atzmeah, Apostle. I took skin from a Behem Atzmeah, and I'm Mechapeh. I cover the batim with that kind of a skin. Or does it mean tipa abatim? Does it mean the pashios?
No.
I mean, if I was mechaper the or of the, I'm mechaper the pashios, but or bebehem k'shera, and then let's say I use or behem tzmeya on the batim. You know what I'm saying? In two stages. First, I use the or to cover the pashios for the kosher an animal, and then I use or behem tzmeya for the batim. So what will be the halacha? The chur should be kosher.
Why?
So look in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says, Oba or, meaning on Resh Chaf Aleph, Pirush Asa or Mitchila Mibahem Mitorah, Yachagach Tzipa Aloso or Mibahem Mitzmeah. So you have or from a kosher and animal. Except on top of it, you put or from Mibahem Mitzmeah. Afilachi Psulim. Afilachotach Mokam Hashinim. Shashin nireh. Ein bi alocha.
Shashin of the kosher animal is located. So you have a regular batim of all kosher.
Correct.
Well, we don't cover the shal rosh ever. The shayam, you put a piece of plastic on it. The shal rosh, we don't. We expose. This is from this halacha.
I mean, the shin, first of all, you're saying the shin has to be seen, that's all. The shame, the shemos, the osias of the shem Hashem, that has to be appear in the Bais Achitzo. Right, Rashi quotes actually. Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Vro kolam yaris kishem Hashem nikru alecha." That's what Rashi quotes. That pasuk has to be near ba'avir, as you said. It has to be the shin should be bachutz al tzidi abayit. Now the shin should be seen. Should be okay. What? Right. Okay, I mean, but. It has to be Beseder. Okay, that's one thing. Because the Mishabura says also, he writes on the next, say, it wasn't so clear to me what this is. You're saying it's Pashit. Tzipa habatim bizov abar be'matzmeya. It's not that you have two coverings, you only have one covering, and that covering is either Zohav or be'matzmeya. But there's another statement here also on page 11, and if you read this further, starting from the previous halacha, well, this actually is not mechatchila. One second, kasafil os achas b'sham minei tzivonim. See on page 11, the mechaber, the second two lines from the end. If you write even ot achas b'sham minei tzivonim of b'zavah elu sulim im zarak. Afros zohav ala osios. What do you think you have? Like sprinklers, you put the sprinkles on the osios. Mavir hazov the yishok savatachtem the kosher. I don't know. I have a problem with this because this is chok toiches. This is classic chok toiches. Instead of forming the letters, how did you? I mean, first you have gold on the letters. And now you remove the gold, and now you have a tzad. That's called chok teiches. It's mamish puzzle. Chok teiches is puzzle.
I guess it's more like the
letters. In the letter.
Yeah, this is like a sprinkling system.
Okay, you're saying that there was a shem tzad, and now that was sort of covered up, and now you uncovered the shem tzad that was already there. That's what you have to assume somehow. Okay, right. Okay, that I agree with that. I think you're 100% correct, all of you. Rav Soloveitchik told over, I want to confuse the story. He said that when Rav Chaim, his grandfather, was Rosh Yeshiva Balozhin, and the Beis Halevi was the Rav. So he came to visit in Brisk, and there were Mesader, a get. I forgot the name of the Dayan who was there. And after the get was written, so the sofer walked out apparently for a few moments. And when he came, he saw that the husband was writing like Misasek on top of the osios of the get. It was sort of a tracing, I guess, with some sort of ink on top of the get that was already written. He was just simply writing over it. So now the question is, since he was Misasek, so his ksiva is the ksiva shalol lishma, and now the question is that an issue of ksava kabiksav? That was the shaila that was raised. Is that called now? Here I hear what you're saying over here. You're saying that the ksav was there, and it was covered up, and now you uncover it, and there's no problem. That's why it's not a problem in Chol Tochos, where you create the letter through the mechanism of Chol Tochos. What about this situation? What?
With the askaris, it works like that, no?
What do you mean?
The askaris,
that's the Gemara in Gittin, Nadav Chof, that we just referred to a few moments ago.
Yeah. The whole.
So here the shayla is, this is a famous sugya, ksav agav ksav. Do we assume that the ksav on top was a legitimate, the ksav that was written was a legitimate ksav? So now, I think he instructed the sofer to take a kumis and once again write over.
A third time.
Right. To write over a third time.
Counts.
That's right. Okay. So I mean, because the question is whether the ksava elyon vatel ksava tachta. Okay, but I'm just trying to be involved this halacha. What you mentioned, which I think is 100% correct. If you look actually in the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Chof, this also I Xerox that Gemara, which is all we showing here, are quoting as well. This is on page, I think it's early, on page number 15. So page 15, the Gemara has this machlokes of get, shekosu shalol lishma, behevru alav kumis lishma. The get was written shalol lishma, and then you take a kumis and write on top of it, the Gemara says, machlokes tanoi. Banu the machlokes abidu rabbanu. The Tanya, but I mentioned the case earlier, that the Gemara quotes the Melachos as well, where you had to write the shame Hashem, and you have in mind to write Yehuda, not the shame Hashem. But you made a mistake and didn't write the dalos. It turns out you have the Shem Hashem. Now the question is, how are you? What are you supposed to do? Mabri olav kumus and mikacho. The Gemara says, according to one opinion, according to the second opinion, the Gemara says that that's not what is required. Okay, so this is the same issue. This is the issue of ksav agav ksav, and here the issue is the kavana, because you had the wrong kavana, even though it turned out to be the correct item. That you wanted. Okay, I wanted to also refer to the issue of Ibu Lishma, which we have in Machlokes Tanoim, Tanakama, Rav Shimon Gamliel Melachos, and is on Sanhedrin. This is the Gemara Sanhedrin, which is right before here, page 14. Page 14, also the Rishonim quote this Gemara. There's a famous Machlokes here between Abai Barabba, Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana Lab Milsa. This is a well known argument, Ha'orig Beggar the Mace. And now do you assume that that's called Hazmana, and therefore now you can't use it for anything else? Or do we assume Hazmana lab milsi? So the Gemara here in Sanhedrin Memches, the Gemara said that this machlokes of Ibu Lishma, whether initially we just discussed. You see, I'll read the Gemara. Toshma, it says, Kis she'asu laniach bal tefillin, asu laniach bal mos. Niach bal tefillin, Yaniach Bamos. Ema so biniach botfil and also Yaniach Bamos could have chisa. Tashma, Omalu Uman. I say the tikshal sefer, on that tikshal tfilin. Achel nishtamishmem kodesh, mutl nishtamishmem chol. Nishtamishmem kodesh, also nishtamishmem chol. Tanoyi. So the Gemara is going to say that this issue, Machokis Tanoim, regarding Ibu Lishma, is totally the Machokis of Abai Barabba, but Azmana Milsa, Azmana Lab Milsa. Tanoyi, the Tanya Tzipon Zob, or Shetol Alem, or Shabem Atmeya, what we just discussed, Sulos. Or be matorak sheros, ava bishul ibn mishmam. Rabshim, then only omri, or be matorak psulos, achi yabn mishmam. There's a Gemara saying here that this is the way Rashi learns over here. If you look in the left hand column, I sort of underlined it, that Rashi says that this machlogis between Tanakam and Shim Gamliel, regarding Ibn Lishma, is totally on the machlogis abai b'rabba, but that's mana milsa not. According to Rashi, Rashim Gamliel requires Lishma, holds like abai. Tanakam says you don't need Ibn Lishma, holds like rubber. So it comes out that we pass an aloha like rubber. So therefore, or habatim should not require Ibu Lishma. But the Gemara says in Nundal Mabez, that's the early Gemara that we saw, it's Mashma, that you need Ibu Lishma by the klaf of a Sefer Torah. So somehow, maybe like you said before, Dr. Mazankis, maybe there can be mechal between Gufak Dusha and Tashmishik Dusha. Maybe by Gufak Dusha, that's when you say Hazmana Milsa. That's when you apply this principle. And that's why the Lishma helps. But Tashmishik Dusha, there we say, Hazmana Lav Milsahi, and therefore you can't require Ibu Lishma. I mean, in general, I would say you always should need Ibu Lishma by Tashmishik Dusha. Tashmishik Dusha, often, has Shemus of Hashem, should require Ibu Lishma by all Tashmishik Dusha. Because how you, sometimes you used to always point this out, that what creates the act of Kiddush? The Gavra, the person with his Kavana. That's how you're sanctifying the item. There's no other way to. How do you imprint sanctity on a Dovashik Dusha? The answer is with your Kavana. You are Mekadish with the Hachana. I mean, you can, just like, I don't know if this is a good analogy, you can't just fall into Shabbos. Misha Tarach Be'er Shabbos, Yechab Shabbos. So you have to prepare for Shabbos appropriately. So here also, by Stam, the Dusha doesn't come on its own, but it requires that you have either the Or is an Or of a Sefer Torah. Or the Oras or Shel Tefillin, before you write the Ksiva, before you write the Tefira, before you do the sutures, before you do the Chipui, before you do the covering, the Or has to have some status. And that only comes about with your preparation, with your Achana. I mean, I'm reminded, okay, now you'll say this is Rosh, so I also say Rosh. The Gemara Bamitzia, the Gemara there on Daf, where is that? Pehei. The Gemara has a famous famous discussion that Rabchia, El Mali Rabchia, Nishtach HaTerem Yisrael. The Torah would have been forgotten. What did he do? He was Zorea Pishton, and then the Gemara says he made Mitzudot, he made these, what do you call them, nets, in order to capture the deer, and then he gave their. The meat was given to Yisomim, and then he wrote a Sefer Torah on the ore, on the skin of these tzvaim, and then those Yisomim that he was machil, he taught them Torah. And then they taught others, and others, and others, so you have a whole marechet of chinuch. But it's all done, it has to be all done lishma. Okay, so I assume that there has to be a hachana, otherwise it's not going to work. I mean, okay, anyway, but if you look here, Rabbi Natan is cholik on this. There's a tesis here on page number 14 that he says that according to Abai Hazmona Milsi, you don't require Yibud Lishma. What is so? How do you go about doing it? Sirtut. It's enough to do sirtut. Rabbi Natan says sirtut is the what do you call it? The etching or the what do you call it in English? There's a word they use. Indentation. I don't know what word they use to translate sirtut. Or Tesis gives also another example. You lift up the klaf before the ksiva, and the amira that you say should be the same Sefer Torah sheichtav alav. But according to Rava, who says that hasmana la milsa, you need dafka ibud. But the question is, if hasmana la milsa, what difference does it make? Why do you need ibud for? Who cares whether you're going to use the indentation, sargel, or you lift up the klaf? It's all hasmana. Unless you make chilukim between dibur and maisa, I mean, I don't know. I don't fully understand a lot of these areas. I don't see exactly how it fits, how it works. But this is what Taisa says. I mean, Thomas Cholik. So the truth is that you have to really learn here the sugya in sukkah and daf tes with the Balamor and Ramban. That's really they're the ones who are very focused on the Balamor over there. He writes actually. He quotes the Taisa the Balamor. And he says, Rabba requires Ibud by Tfilin, we're not Somich on Hasmana. And he claims, Oreg Beg of the Mace, that there's an action of Ariga, Yipaskin Hasmana La Milsa. It's not the same as Ibud Ritzuos. Somehow, the Ritzuos already having it, the Mitzvah Kshira. Mashenki Beg of the Mace, there's no Mitzvah involved in Beg of the Mace, and Ritzuos Shel Tfilin, if you want to change them after the Ibud, before you attach them, you can do so. Because they don't become asr b'hasmana. Even though the ibud is lishma, very complicated, all these chilukim that the Rishonim are making over here, the Balamor and the Ramban. I mean, there's a difference between lishma and the din of hasmana. It seems to me that there's such an obvious distinction between these two. I would say that the hasmana means that what, that, like you said before, Dr. Feiner, al shem ha'asid, somehow, based on the future. He doesn't say that here, and I don't know, but I hear what you're saying, I hear the svara, that Mashenk and Lishma, it's a din in Machshava, Beis Asiya, person has to have the right Machshava, that whatever is being done Lishma. I mean, they're two separate dinim, really. They're two separate halachas. I mean, there's no question, Beguva Kedusha, you certainly require Lishma. The only Machlok is this, by Tashmishik Kedusha, Kunit Tanakama, since Hasmana Milsa, so then we don't care the fact that you don't have a Machshava Lishma. That's what he says here, the Balamor, that this klaf doesn't become asa to use for chulin, because it's not hasmana, it's lishma, and the lishma doesn't do anything as far as the chef is concerned. And by ori beg of the mace, there's no lishma, there's no mitzvah, there's nothing to think about. Okay, so somehow in the Ramban here is cholik on that. The Ramban says that with exas akos you need lishma, that has nothing to do with machlokes of Bible Rava. Okay, that was that. And then also, I was going to show you one more thing here. In the Ramah, I think I did it. Zivak's the Ramah. Page 16. Is that the right Ramah? Oh, yeah. Oh, but I didn't do the whole Ramah. I should have. Ramah and Membeis. Oh, I didn't Zivak's the next page. The halacha is that you're not supposed to malam b'kodesh shem moridin. As we know, you can't take tilin shel rosh and make a tilin shel yad. Now the question is, if I have a klaf, That's Mu'uba, the shame stam. I did Ibud of the klav, the shame Sefer Tzil Mezuzah. Can I now write Divrei Chol on that klav? The Ibud of this klav was done the shame stam, and now I want to write Divrei Chol on that klav. So we paskin, you cannot. Why? Ramo. Because Hazmona Begufa Kedusha Habi Milsa. And there's the question that is this correct? What does that mean exactly?
It means if you make a mistake, you have 12 errors?
I mean, the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is more common than the Kedusha of Tefillin. And Tefillin is more common than Mezuzah. And Mezuzah is more common than other Tashmishi Kedusha. There are gradations, obviously, there are hierarchy over here. But it could be that all Tashmishi Kedusha is all one Kedusha. I mean, what do we say? That each one is his own sug of Tashmish Kedusha? That's what you're saying.
It's Kavanah, I guess.
Probably on the Kavanah.
Or for a Sifrei Torah, then it would be a different...
Why can't we say that?
I mean, in this case, he's not...
We call
it
stam for...
The word stam is
for Lubavitch
Andrei.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I think I'm going to stop because you said that 5 to 11. No, but I'll stop anyway because... Say this. All right, Shikach.